Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Hey, bro.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
Ah, fantastic, man. Cannot complain, Tony. All's good. We missed you last week. I think you struggled with network there.
Yes, I had some serious network challenges last week, but I'm glad it's all sorted out now.
Ah, fantastic. Great to have you, man. Now, talking about group therapy this afternoon, and of course, to those who are joining us, group therapy is the treatment of multiple patients at once by one or more healthcare providers. It can also be used to treat a variety of conditions, including, but not limited to, emotional trauma, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress order, and of course, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Now, Tony, what is the point of of this, or the benefit of group therapy?
Well, thank you for bringing this up, because I really think that this is a very effective way for people to get therapy for different mental health issues that may arise. So group therapy comes with a lot of advantages. We'll talk about the disadvantages at the end, but I want to talk to you about why group therapy is so advantageous for a lot of people. So number one, group therapy provides, support and understanding. It allows individuals to connect with others who are facing similar challenges, So when you bring people together who are going through the same things, you feel less lonely because you are in the company of people that are facing the same thing. Let's say I'm going to use a different example. Let's say you, this is a group therapy for people that lost loved ones. That are going through grief. I mean, these are people that have something in common, right? There's one which started here a few months ago. It's for mothers who have lost children. This is a very specific group of people who are going through a pain that many may not understand. So when you're in the company of people that are going through the same thing, you feel less lonely, you feel less judged, and you feel like, oh, so this is something that is common and happens to a lot of people. So that is advantage number one. You are in the company of people who are facing similar challenges, so it's easier to kind of open up in that kind of setup, because let's say it's an addiction group for men. And it would be difficult to talk about your addiction in the company of people that have never ever gone through it. But when you're in the company of people that are facing the same thing, then it's like, oh yes, this is me too, so we have something in common, and it's easier to open up for people.
Yeah,
that is advantage number one. Number two, you also get to have multiple perspectives on the same kind of subject. So the fact that there's different people who are going through the same thing but experiencing it differently, it allows, by interacting with different group members, individuals gain diverse perspectives and insights into their own issues, which is so important, which is benefit number two, just that multiple perspectives kind of benefit for people that are in the same group. And number three, it improves people's social skills. So what we have seen over the years is that people that are going through stuff, they kind of withdraw. They do not want to be in the company of other people. But when you put people in a group setting and they are going through it, or rather dealing with the similar thing, it improves your social skills. So group therapy can help individuals better their communication and interpersonal skills by practicing them in a safe environment, because there's no judgment and everyone here is going through something. So you can be honest and be vulnerable as much as you want. And then this is a big one. This is the fourth one. So going to therapy, at least from my organization, going to therapy as an individual can be very costly. You and I know that therapy is a very expensive exercise. So the cost factor is is significantly reduced when you put people in a group. Now, what this means is group therapy is often more affordable than, you know, individual therapy sessions. It makes it more accessible. It's a more accessible option. If you go to any company and then you say, we would like to do one-on-one sessions with your people, or option B, we want to put our employees in a group setting, they will opt for the group setting any day because it's cheaper. You are not charged individually, but rather you are charged as a group, which is a lot cheaper than, one-on-one sessions. And then benefit number five, you know, there's a sense of belonging. Group therapy can help individuals feel less isolated and be more connected to others, reducing that sense of loneliness that we all tend to go through when we're going through stuff, right? So these are the five top things that I kind of like put down, because in every group therapy session that I have been to, these are the five benefits that have jumped out of them. And you may want to consider group therapy when you, number one, when you desire feedback and support from your peers, and if you value input and encouragement, especially the encouragement element, because we are in the same group, we are going through the same thing, that sort of like gives you a boost in morale when you're around people that are going through the same thing. So you can also consider group therapy if you want to improve your social skills, as we have talked about, or you're just seeking, you know, a cost-effective way of doing things. Now, let's talk about some of the limitations that group therapy may arise as a result of group therapy. Now, the limitations are, number one, you know, privacy. There are people who value their privacy. They do not want anybody to know what is going on, except for just themselves and their therapist, right? So for someone who is like that, a group therapy session may be limiting, because I do not want to talk about my personal struggles in detail in the company of all these people, because I don't know who they know. They might even know people that I know, and I don't know what they are going to do with this information once we leave this place. So that could be a concern for somebody who is private. Sharing personal information in a group setting may cause discomfort and anxiety in some individuals. Like some people may get triggered by somebody sharing their story in a certain way. So that is a limitation, obviously. And obviously, there's less individualized attention in a group setting than there would be in a one-on-one session, because when it's a one-on-one session, all the attention is on you, the therapist focuses on you, but now the therapist has to deal with all these other people that are present in the group, so it may not be as individualized as you would want it to. In a group therapy, the focus is shared amongst all group members, so there may be less time devoted to each individual's personal specific needs. Then there's you've got a question?
No. You can go ahead, because I wanted to just get to the next question. I thought you were done, but please continue.
All right. And also just the dynamics of having multiple conversations with different individuals as a therapist can be challenging. It may be because people have different temperaments, and also trying to manage different conversations with different people, trying to manage different people may be an issue, which is one of the limitations.
Now, Tony, tell me, man, you know, in a group therapy, as you're talking, I'm having an imagination, and I'm thinking, all of us were in this group therapy. There's 12 of us, and of course, there's a therapist who's attending to us, etc., etc. I don't know, how is it? Is it going to be easy for me to be open about my own situation? Yes, I understand that we've got a common issue here, but man, I could really be, you know, have reacted in a very serious way, and I'm thinking, no, man, I don't want all these people here. Is it not more difficult really to be open about one's problem in a group setting?
Yeah, it's potentially problematic if you are one of those people that finds it difficult to open up in a group setting. We started with the advantages and the disadvantages. Mm-hmm. That is definitely one of the disadvantages, that the limitations rather. If you're one of those people that find it difficult to open up in social settings, then this may not be for you. But then the downside of you needing one-on-one therapy, the limitation there could be the cost factor. So most people that opt for group therapy sessions do so as one of the top reasons why they do that is the money limitation, because it's offered as an option. If you do not have enough money for a one-on-one session, then we'll bring you into a group setting, and then you find it difficult to open up socially, then that could be a problem. So if you are the person that you just described to me, then yes, definitely, it would be a very uncomfortable situation
for you. Wow. All right. And then with group therapies, what would you say is the rate of, is it as effective as one-on-ones, or we should allow some weaknesses here and there because it's a group?
It's limited, obviously, in the, I wish I had the stats now to compare the comparison between one-on-one therapy sessions. Look, by virtue of one-on-ones being focused on one person, I would imagine the success rate there would be a lot higher. But there's also some advantages to group therapy sessions, which I just listed for you before we got into the limitations. So I would say before you consider going for a group therapy session, maybe do a bit of research and find out what the success rates are, and then kind of make a decision from there. But what I know for sure, without any doubt, is that group therapy sessions foster long-lasting relations between patients, simply because you are in the company of people who can relate to your struggles, and you then create other connections within the group that go beyond the therapy session. You create lifetime friends, and you've got this thing in common that this person and I are struggling with grief. And so that's definitely something that you will not get from a one-on-one kind of setup.
Yes. Now, let's wrap up our conversation, Tony, this afternoon. If a person has gone through a group therapy and they feel, no, man, I actually want to go to therapy by myself, would you say, nah, just wasting your time, bro? There's nothing else you're going to get there that's new. You've done your therapy. I think just give it time. You're going to be okay. Or would you say, well, kudos to you. Well, let's encourage that. What would your view be?
If you tried a group therapy session and it didn't work, or rather if you tried some group therapy sessions and they didn't work, then maybe it's time to explore the one-on-ones. We would not discourage anybody from seeking help in the one-on-one kind of setup. But just be aware that, you know, it's a lot more, there's a lot more focus and attention on you and your issue, and there's less the point that I'm trying to make is there's definitely something to be gained by a therapist just focusing on one person. Also be aware that the cost is a lot higher, so you know, it's, there's pluses on this side and there's minuses on that side. It really comes down to what you can afford.
I've got a question that's coming on the line here. It says, is it an individual's own decision, or does it have to be recommended by a professional to go for group therapy rather than a one-on-one?
It can be an individual's choice, or it can also be recommended by a professional. In the line of work that I do, there's been, I'll give you an example.
Yep.
I bumped into a lady one time. She lost a son to cancer 2 years ago. And she struggled in the one-on-one sessions, right? But then I was also aware that there's another group therapy session that was kicking off, which was strictly for mothers that are grieving for their children. So whether the child was died unborn or they died young, this was a group to cater for all those people. And she joined that other group, like the group therapy session. And her feedback was, there was a lot more connection that she experienced in that group's therapy setup, because there's a lot of stories that could that were shared in that group that she could relate to, and it kind of helped her, you know, develop the courage to face this thing head on, because that was the biggest issue.
Yeah, well,
and being in that group setup
helped
her accept that, you know what, this is something that actually happens to a lot of people.
Yes.
And it's not just me.
Uh-huh.
And if this person has a success story, and if that person has a success story, and if that person has a success story, surely I can get to where they got to.
True.
But that wouldn't have happened in a one-on-one session. So
Very
it
true.
Really depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Some people respond more to group therapy setups. I personally prefer the group therapy setups because there's a lot more stories there. There's a lot to be learned when people share stories. Humans are connected by stories.
Yes, true.
And when you hear success stories from other people, you're not reading it from a book or watching it from a video. These are real people that have dealt with the same thing that you're struggling with, whether it's drug addiction or it's any kind of addiction or whatever. So it gives you a reference point to work from, to say, whatever it is that I'm experiencing right now, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Beautiful. Well, Tony Friday, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Absolute pleasure always to have you here on board talking to us about these things. Group therapy. I think it's a lovely concept. So if you're out there and you're listening and perhaps have never really thought about it, perhaps it's time, especially if you've gone through some traumatic experience with family and friends, you may want to involve yourself with that. Tony, before you go, there's something is just coming up
yeah.
now. This group therapy, does it work best if it's people who are familiar with each other, or perhaps it works even much better if it's with the strangers, people that you have not met? Because I'm imagining that perhaps with family and friends, there are certain things that you really not wanting to share that you would easily share if it were strangers. So, for instance, you're involved in a car crash, and there were all sorts of strangers here, and you do group therapy. You're able to then share certain things about your upbringing, perhaps the pains of your upbringing, et cetera, that you would not want to share if it were family members. How do you find how do you find it to be working between those who are familiar to you or those who are actually strangers to you?
Well, I will say that any group therapy session usually involves people that do not know each other. So people are strangers in the beginning. I've never heard of a group therapy session of people that already know each other. It would be a big coincidence. But what usually happens is that people are strangers initially. And in the first few sessions, they are kind of like holding back, and then they get comfortable and familiar with each other, and then they start to open up more, and there's more trust, there's a lot more connection, and there's a lot more sharing of, stories and all of that. So it usually starts with people that are not familiar with each other, which is a great thing, because I would prefer talking to a stranger than people that know me, because there's certain things that I'm not comfortable sharing in the company of people that know who I am and my story.
Yeah. Well, Tony, thank you so much for your time. Have a good evening.
You too, man.
Blessings. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.